What really does matter on the Great Judgment Day? That's my subject for today. What really matters on Judgment Day? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast can be heard every week at this time over this station. Let us pray. Father, we pray now you'll help us to know what really matters when we stand before you on that great day, before the great white throne. Help us to have open hearts and ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our text today, as we continue in our series of messages from 1 John, is from the second chapter of that epistle, verse 15, 16, and 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now I shall start with a confession today, and this confession is that I like my text for today. My text is verse 17, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We know that God abideth forever, and I mean the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide forever. And I'm glad to know that I, Reimer Schulze, can abide with him, or with the triune God, forever. Now, prior to this text, John says, the world passes away. Everything of the world will pass away. Just think of that. Nothing that is of the world will have an enduring value, will have an enduring life. The only thing other than God that abideth forever is he who doeth the will of God. And when Jesus gave his disciples, his apostles, the Lord's Prayer, did he not tell them to pray like this? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In other words, pray, thy will be done. This is the most prayed prayer in the world. It's prayed in thousands and thousands of churches each Sunday morning by whole congregations in unison, whether it be in Germany or in France or Italy or China or Russia. Yes, indeed, the Lord's Prayer is a major part of the confessional church's liturgy. It is at the heart of her liturgy. And in those churches, you can't have church unless you say the Lord's Prayer, unless you pray each Sunday, thy will be done. Now, the tragedy is that most of the people who pray this prayer every week hardly know anything about what this really means, thy will be done. We can say the prayer without knowing what it means. And it says here in 1 John, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Our eternal destiny depends on us doing the will of God. Whether we are burned in hell forever or whether we sit in the throne of God forever depends on us doing the will of God. This is what Jesus tells us in the Lord's Prayer and what John tells us in his epistle. Now, there are some who say our salvation depends on faith, or it depends on grace, or it depends on Jesus' sacrificial death for us on the cross. I grant, my friend, that all these things are very important. They are essential. But they are never important in themselves. They're only important in that they lead us, in that they inspire us to do the will of God. None of these things, faith, grace, and Jesus' sacrificial death, do away with the scripture that is in 1 John 2:17, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God gives us faith in order that we might do the will of God. God gives us grace so we have power to do the will of God. Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins by his precious blood so that we might be free from the burden of sin to do the will of God. Christ's resurrection, again, also empowers us to do the will of God. We read it over and over again in the scriptures. When it comes to the bottom line, the very bottom line on Judgment Day, there is no mention of faith and of grace of the work of Christ. Our eternal destiny is based whether we have done the will of God or not. Now, some of you might protest that what I just said, but let's go to the Revelation, the 20th chapter. You see, I hear it from pulpits on the radio, I hear it at funerals and on television. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus, you will go to heaven. But I want you to know that although faith without works gets you to be a child of God, only faith with works will get you to live with God forever. Paul said, we're saved by faith and not by works. When you come to Jesus as a sinner, you have no works to bring to Jesus to save you. All your righteousness is as filthy rags. It is not your works that get you to be a child of God. It is His work on the cross, Jesus' work on the cross. But my friend, once you have become a child of God, God expects you to do the will of God, and the will of God is that you do the works of God. And this is brought out in Jesus' judgment parables. In Matthew 25, we have the parable of the 10 virgins, which is a judgment parable, the parable of the talents, which is a judgment parable, and the parable of the sheep and goats, also a judgment parable. These are judgment parables where we see what Jesus expects of us as we stand before the judgment. And in every case, it is whether we have done His work, whether we have done what He told us to do, whether we have oil in our lamps, or whether we have used our talents, our gifts to return to the Lord, or whether we have fed the hungry, the needy, the poor, the prisoners. It's all a matter of doing works, His works. And if we have not done so, these judgment parables in Matthew 25, my friend, tell us that we will be cast into outer darkness where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So to the sinner, we stress faith. To the Christians, we stress works. Now, I said, let's go to Revelations chapter 20. So here we are, Revelations 20, verse 11. We're standing here before the throne of God on Judgment Day, and it says, and I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their faith. No. It says according to their works. And then it continues to say, and they were judged, every man according to their works. In verse 13, there is no mention here of faith, of grace. There's only a mention here that we shall be judged according to our works. Just exactly what Jesus said and the three judgment parables of Matthew 25. So when we become children of God, we must cease the works we want to do and do the works God wills for us to do. So Jesus has invested in us by saving us, and now expects us, His investments, to return something to Him. It says we'll be judged according to what was written in the books. So what I did Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is recorded in a book, and that has a book that has my name on it. Somebody's watching me. Somebody's taking notes of my life every single day and putting it in a book. Somebody in heaven. On Judgment Day, God will not be fooled by cute little phrases, by us saying, well, Lord, I believed. That's why I should go to heaven. Lord, I was born again. That's why I should go to heaven. Oh, Lord, I went to church every Sunday. You and I will not be asked questions along these lines. We will be judged according to what has been written in our books. When it's our turn to come before the judgment, God will signal to an angel, and the angel will bring the book with our name on it, and the book will be opened, and that's the way we'll be judged. That's all in Revelations chapter 20. There'll be no mercy on the judgment day. Mercy is on this side of the judgment and not on the other side. You cannot go to heaven on judgment day and think you can get by saying, Lord, I've not been a good Christian. I've not been faithful at church. I've not raised my children in a godly way. But Lord, I know you are a God of mercy. Your mercy is everlasting. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me, and I believe you will. No, my friend, you and I will not be allowed to speak such things. The days of mercy will be over. The days, my friend, of grace will be over. Once our tongue lies silent in the grave, my friend, we have come to the end of mercy. And God shall say to the angel, read to me out of the book and tell me what this man has done while he was alive on earth, whether he has done my will or his will. Oh, dear ones, this will be a fearful sight for many people. This is the meaning of the great judgment day, where all people will appear. Your bank teller will be there. Your neighbor will be there. The waitress who served you last week will be there. Your pastor will be there. The presidents of the United States will be there. The senators, the congressmen, the judges, the Buddhists, the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Hindus, your father, your mother, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, they'll all be there. Everyone will be judged according to the works written in his book. Is there any wonder that Jesus told us to pray, thy will be done? Since it says in 1 John 2:17 that he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This is why Jesus told us to pray, thy will be done. My friend, our eternal destiny depends upon it. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Husband, the way you treated your wife will be in that book of yours. Wife, the way you responded to your husband will be in that book on Judgment Day. Husband, whether you were a priest of the house and had family devotions or not, will be in that book. Men, how you responded to the call of your pastor to be praying men, will be in the book with your name on it on the Judgment Day. Whether you've tithed, whether you've witnessed for Jesus, it will all be in the book, and you'll be judged according to these works. Loved one, there's something you can do right now. As the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, since many of you have not done His will, there's something you can do to get the bad pages out of the book that's written by an angel about you. If you confess your sins and repent of your sins, ask Jesus by His blood to cleanse you from those sins, then the bad pages of your book, the sins you confess, will be blotted out of His book. They will disappear, and they'll be removed as far as the east is from the west. Glory to God. Once you confess a sin and forsake it, you'll never be judged on the same sin again, not even on Judgment Day. God will only deal with your sins one time, either before judgment, as we confess our sins and forsake our sins, or if we don't do that, He'll deal with our sins on Judgment Day without mercy. So whatever has been written in your book so far, my friend, you can get the bad pages removed, and isn't that wonderful? On closing, I want to encourage you to get rid of those terrible pages of disobedience. Oh, that page where you have been so mean to your wife, that page where you, as a wife, have been disrespectful towards your husband, that page where it says you committed adultery, that page, my friend, when you were making excuses in church over and over again by not being there when you needed to be there. All these awful pages, my friend, you can take them out if you confess your sins, repent from your sins, and begin to do the will of your Father which is in heaven. So then you won't have to face these pages of disobedience on that great day. So, loved one, we're saved by faith. We have no works to bring to Jesus when we're saved. Nothing. Nothing to the cross I bring. But we are judged by works as God's people, as they are recorded in our book. In Revelation 20, it says everyone will be judged according to his works. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now until next week.